This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is what the Minnesota Vikings need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Rolston and Chris Trapasso from With the First Pick here to give you an ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 11th and 23rd, in the first round. All right, let's jump into the NFL mock draft database simulator. So, Traps, I would imagine that the Vikings traded back up to 23 in order to trade up, but we're going to stay put here for our purposes. Hit the quarterback button, Producer Harry. Let's see what we got to pick 11. So, all right, we're in a spot.
This could happen, by the way. This could happen where, like, the Giants get in front of them or the Broncos do. So I don't think it's probably not a high percentage, but there is a scenario where they could be like, what do we do here at 11 and 23?
Yep. The Broncos at 12, the Raiders at 13. There are some scenarios here. I'm not taking Bo Nix as high.
Nope.
I want to wait till 23. I like Michael Penix Jr. I'm not sure where you are on Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, I like Penix more at 23 than anywhere. So let's see what else we could go. They bring in the edge rushers.
So Dallas Turner is there. Dallas Turner feels like a layup.
He does, but do you think with after bringing in Van Ginkel and Grenard, it's a little like where is he going to play, but like a little redundant at this point or no?
Fair enough. That's fine. So, okay. Maybe
Quinion Mitchell.
So at cornerback, they have Caleb Evans and they have Byron Murphy Jr. I don't hate that. One last thing, a little quick. Oh, gosh. They don't need Olu Fashanu, but he's sitting there. Do defensive tackle real quick. I want to see if Byron Murphy is still around.
So that's
so you
the
want
one
Byron
I like
Murphy
the
or Quinion?
Yes. No, I think Byron Murphy. That's a bigger need, and he can be like a 10-sack guy for them.
All right. Fingers crossed that Michael Penix Jr. is there at 23. And by the way, and Rick Spielman's made this point several times, this might end up being better for you. Oh, my God. Michael Penix Jr. is gone, so it's not better for you. He's there.
That's what I think they would do. Yeah.
So I'll ask you the question that Spielman's asked several times. Would you rather have Byron Murphy and Michael Penix Jr.? You can hit the button, Harry. Or would you rather trade 11, 23, and 2025 first-round pick to get J.J. McCarthy?
I've been asked that before on radio spots and other podcasts. I would have Byron Murphy and Michael Penix Jr. And I like J.J. McCarthy. It's not I think he's terrible, but when you're looking at a draft, I think that's what their GM, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, has to think about, like option A or option B. And I think in that case, just getting a premier defensive tackle and a pretty good quarterback later just makes more sense.
Right. And by the way, every other team that's drafted a quarterback and picks 1, 2, and 3 are just using a first-round pick. So you're giving them 3 first-rounders, essentially, or 2.5. All right, 108. We're not on the clock again until round 4. And Jonah Ellis is still there. I sort of like Jonah Ellis, but as you mentioned, how many edge rushers do they need? What are some other needs they have here?
Let's see corner, too, because we were thinking about Quinion Mitchell.
Right? Oh, yeah, let's see. Oh, I like Kyrie Jackson.
He would fit with what Brian Flores likes to be like physical man-to-man blitzing. And that's really where Kyrie Jackson excels because he's like 6'3", 200 plus pounds.
Yep.
Maybe Kyrie Jackson there just to be that strict boundary press man corner for the Vikings.
Love it. All right. Boom. Done. All right. Next up, Harrison Smith's still there. I mean, if there's a safety around, we could potentially see what that looks like. I mean, they're pretty set at wide receiver. I guess you could look for a slot wide receiver if you wanted to. So hit the safety button real quick, Harry. Yes, let's see what we got. So I love Dadrian Taylor Demerson.
Me too. And he feels like that, kind of like Darnell Savage, where he's just like explosive and see ball, get ball type of player. And I think he could be that guy, like learning. I mean, I know that they have Lewisine, who hasn't really worked out. He's been injured. But kind of a similar type athlete that could learn from Harrison Smith. I would like that addition to the secondary, especially at 129.
Let's do it. All right, next up, let's see what's at wide receiver.
They lost KJ Osborne.
Let's see the slot guys, because they have Trent Sherfield, who they signed. Obviously, Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson as the primary receivers.
Well, there's two right there, Anaya Smith and Anthony Gold, who we know is going to kind of be there probably later.
Yeah.
What do you think of Anaya Smith?
I like his tape, but I don't think his time speed is working out so much.
Yeah, he's kind of like, I don't want to say this for every prospect that's good after the catch, but he's like a smaller version of Debo. Like, he's good catching a wide receiver screen, making a guy miss, breaking a tackle. But in terms of like accelerating down the field, he didn't really ever get better in that regard from what he showed early at Texas A&M.
Yeah, I think I'm higher on him than most people, but I'm not going to disagree with you. Scroll down a little bit, Harry. Let's see what else we have after Anthony Gold. Jaquan Jackson, I love.
Yeah.
He
kind of feels similar to Jordan Addison in a way. Like, I think like Addison was more polished, but they're both like little dudes that can really get down the field.
I don't mind him as a slot receiver who offers something as a return man here. I don't think 157 is too high for him. What do you think about that?
Okay, yeah, let's do that to add some more vertical element outside of Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Okay, probably – I think we could go back to edge after this. I mean, we were thinking about it earlier. Just to add some more depth there, there's any other edge rushers?
Caesar's a guy.
He's a hunk.
He's a guy. In terms of some guys that have some juice, scroll down a little bit. Let's see what we got.
Is there Eric Watts anywhere?
There's Eric Watts.
Do you like Eric Watts? Do you like him?
Let me double check. I have to check my notes. I haven't watched him since before.
He is okay. So the deal that just in terms of objectively was like the third biggest edge at the combine, like 6'5", 275, long arms. And I thought on film that I was going in like, all right, he's going to be this lumbering, like slow defensive end. He's not really that guy. I think he kind of fits like chasing the next Danelle Hunter. That's kind of what I like, the vibes that I get with Eric Watts.
Yeah, I had him as a mid-day three guy. We're in the middle of day three.
I think that would make a lot of sense on this defense, even after bringing in those two free agents.
6'5" and a half, 274, 4'6"7". Okay, that checks.
And he's got crazy. He has like 84-inch arms too. He's really long.
You're exactly right. He does.
Or wingspan. I mean, wingspan. Not arms.
And 36.5-inch vertical. All right, that works.
Okay. Eric Watts.
Well done.
I'm liking this for the Vikings so far. All right, where are we at now?
So we're at pick 177.
177. Three left. Man, this, how about maybe just offensive line? Do you think, I mean, I know that like the offensive line is good, but Brian O'Neill's been injured. Probably wouldn't hurt to just throw a dart, right? That's usually where I kind of lean, either corner or offensive line late in the draft.
I'm laughing because Frank Crum is there. He made his name for himself at the combine with his flowing locks. Bortolini's an interesting guy. I thought he had good tape, and I thought he had a pretty good Senior Bowl.
He tested really well too. He was like an elite athlete.
And he's an interior offensive lineman. If you just want to add depth there, I have no issue with that.
I wouldn't hate that.
I wouldn't hate
Bortolini there. That's around where I think he should be picked.
And then the other thing I wonder, so they signed Blake Cashman. Brian Asamoah hasn't worked out. They have Ivan Pace Jr.
Ooh, linebacker, yeah.
Grugier Hill. So let's see what's at the linebacker position.
Yeah, let's see like a speedy, like sideline to sideline linebacker, right? Like some range there.
Yeah, Michael Barrett could be that guy.
Tatum Bethune, too, tested well from Florida State. He's shorter, but
I haven't seen him yet, but I'm
even
willing.
Jordan McGee from Temple. Yeah, those are – can you go down a little further? Are there any – or Kalen DeLoach is the one I'm thinking of. There's two Florida State linebackers. Kalen DeLoach is the one who's a little smaller that tested well. But if you don't feel good about that
– No, I don't. I haven't seen him, but it sounds like Ivan Pace Jr., so we can go DeLoach for sure.
Let's go Kalen DeLoach just to add some more depth to that linebacker room.
Imagine
trying to make these picks when there's 15 other people in the room that you're trying to decide with. That would be not – the easiest thing to do.
All right, last pick. Is that what we're on? What do we have, Harry? Where are we on the big board? There we go. 232, last pick.
All running right, back, maybe?
Yeah, let's take a look at a running back. Right now we have Aaron Jones, Ty Chandler. I love Isaiah Davis.
How about Jace McClellan? Just his ability to catch the ball, like, was just not really a high mileage guy at Alabama because he was behind all those running backs.
Yeah, let's kinda do it.
Feels like a seventh rounder that could just be that, you know, Ty Chandler for them.
Love it. All right. Recap quickly here. Byron Murphy the second. That feels like a slam dunk. Michael Penix Jr., get your quarterback. You don't have to trade any picks. Kyrie Jackson to bolster the secondary. Big, long cornerback. And then Daedron Taylor Demerson, who is a spark Rocket. Plug of a safety, had a big Shrine Bowl. And then Jaquan Jackson, slot receiver to go with Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson. I think it's a pretty solid draft there. That wraps up the Perfect Vikings draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL on CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're doing all 32 teams.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.